Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Small fire, big field. From the train I saw a field, and in the field I saw what looked like a farmer throwing something book-shaped onto a fire. A young girl a few seats behind me said, "Oh look, fire." That was exactly what I had thought. She was the spokesperson for the fire recognition department of everyone on this side of the train's brains. That is a special moment when you realise everyone on one side of a train is remarking on the same sight through a different window. A new calf might provoke a scattering of synchronised high-pitched sighs. Fire sparked this child to say fire. People from the other side of the train raised their heads. She'd seen orange. Not smelt orange, but it was having the same effect. I imagine it was the relaxed and fascinated manner in which she had said, "Oh look, fire," that had prevented panic from spreading throughout the carriage. If she had shouted, "Fire, fire," I think a few people would have stood up and said, "Where?" And she'd have said, "Outside. Look, the man's having a fire in the field." It looked like a scene that should have had a film crew around it. A scene that would have been very different if he had thrown one object onto the fire, turned around, picked another one up and slung it on as if it was a laborious task, but instead he threw a single object onto the fire and then stood and watched it. Because he was watching it burn, it elevated the fact it was now burning. There is something riveting about seeing an under control fire in a field from a train. An active area of countryside. Am I drawn to all fire somehow? Maybe that's something buried in me from my distant ancestors. The Stone Age Autons warming their hands in exactly the same way I do on a very rare occasion.